Congressman Carl Albert on 2193.
All right, just one minute. Tell him that I'm coming out of a meeting. You'll get me out of a meeting.
All right, sir. Would you put the congressman on the
phone,
please? He's on. Mr. Congressman, the president's coming out of a meeting and he'll be right with you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Carl.
First of all, on the Medicare, we had a round with the Republicans, and Charlie Halleck has announced that they would object to it going to conference next week. And then Judge Smith says he will hold a hearing not before the following week, that he can't get his members here, and of course that's just a stall, but he has indicated he will hold a hearing, send it to the Rules Committee. Now the Republicans are going to preempt the motion to instruct, which they have the right to do under the rules. That means that we'll probably have a record vote on the question of insisting on the House position, which will give us an indirect but not a direct vote on Medicare. And then it goes to conference. The only way we can get a direct vote would be whether we vote down the conference report after it's agreed to. Well, that's where we stand. Now, another thing, two things that Bob Kerr, Jr. has called me about that I thought better call your attention. One is he's been after me to see if you would mind calling Byron Boone. You know, you remember him?
No.
He's editor of the, he's head of the Tulsa World. He's the Byron Boone of Tulsa. Said he was with Senator Kerr when he was with you in Los Angeles, and he is kind of leaning Republican, but he's got the biggest paper in eastern Oklahoma, and he needs to be buttered up a little, according to Bob Jr. And Bob others have talked to him, and they think a little call from you when you get the chance, the sooner the better, might put him on our side in the election. I just throw that out. I think it'd be a good idea if you could just call and tell him you were talking to him, that you knew he was a great friend of Bob Kerr, and you know of his interest in Arkansas, and you've glad you were able to go along in spite of your budgetary problems. Do you think that could be done?
Yes, I don't know what much excuse when the president just initiates a call. A fellow feels like he's being promoted, and he kind of resents it. If he told me about something, or if I could figure out some excuse, when I'm down there, if he comes to see me, or Bob could invite him to
come up here and see you.
Yeah, or if he'd invite him, if he could get him to, when I go there the 25th, he could go tell him that he's talked to me and talked to you, and that I won't see him when I come there the 25th, and I hope he won't do anything against me until I see him.
Well, maybe we can talk to him and get him to do that, or come up here.
Either one of those.
And one other, Dean McGee. Bob says Dean's going to work, and that if you could tell him you're counting on him down there, that he's going to go into Bartleville and get some money. Now, I hate to put this kind of choice on you.
I'll be glad to call Dean.
But Dean, it'll be no problem. You know?
No,
but Dean and Byron can do us as much good as any two people in that part of the state.
I sure do.
And I'll try to figure out some way.
Now, they got us screwed then on Medicare. We've screwed good. There's not any way we can...
I don't know what we can do. If Wilbur were for it, we could do something.
He's not going to help us, is he?
Oh, boy, listen. He was he just says he's not in position to do it, that he, you know, he told me first, he says, I just don't want the leadership leaving me on a procedural matter. Says, I want this to go to conference, not fair. And I said, Wilbur, I just can't make that deal with you. See, this thing comes to a vote, I've just got to do it. I said, then I'm going to have to try to get it to a vote if I can. Well, he cooled off a little. He was a little peeved about both the speaker and me about the thing.
Well, I wonder if he's entitled to be peeved. I wonder if I oughtn't to get peeved at him doing me this way. If he's mad at your leaders,
what? Well, he's not mad.
He's one of my leaders. He's one of my leaders, and he's joined Goldwater.
He's
a Goldwater man.
But he was insisting that the leadership not get involved in any motion on the thing, and figured out, of course, they can preempt the motion, and they've advised us they're going to do it. You know, they're going to preempt the motion to instruct, which means it'll be a motion to insist on the House position. Of course, we'll all vote against that, and it'll be defeated. He'll vote against that himself. But that's
well, that. Wouldn't the motion then be in order to instruct?
No, sir. There's only one motion to instruct in order. That and the Republicans have that. I've been over all this with Lou, and there's no way that we can get a direct motion. The only way we can get a motion, a vote on the Senate amendment, the Gore amendment, is to vote down the conference report when it comes back, and then a motion on all the amendments adopted in the Senate is in order. See? In other words, we vote down the conference report, then you vote one by one on all the amendments that were added to the House.
What is the sentiment in the House of the 435? Would it be 235 against it, 200 for Medicare?
I wouldn't doubt it, yes, sir. I would think we, out of 258 Democrats or 56 Democrats,